Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Hello, friends. Tanya here. And I've been thinking a lot lately about how we often try to force the things that we want or the things and people that we think we need into our lives, and how this actually ends up being like a type of aggression against ourselves. Anytime we find ourselves forcing things like romantic relationships, friendships, jobs that don't align with our values, or really following any path that doesn't feel true to who we are, it's a perfect moment for us to pause and think about recalibrating where we are on our journey. Take a moment to maybe think for yourself if there's something in your life right now that you're trying to force. Maybe you want to like something or someone because you feel that you should, but it's just not resonating with you as you hoped, or it's not working out in the ways that you thought it would. Maybe you're trying to force a relationship or a friendship for the same reasons, but you seem to be always on the giving end and you're not receiving maybe so much in return. When we try to force things and people into our lives, we aren't functioning in a state of flow. And I know this well personally because I've done it plenty of times myself. But I've come to learn that the universe moves in its own way, and believe it or not, it's always in our favor. Even if it's not through the people, through the experiences we expect, or in the ways that we might have imagined for ourselves. I know that I've been happily surprised many times when I've been able to just let go of the expectations of other people and simply listen to my little voice, my intuition. I call it my message from the universe. And each time what was waiting on the other side, when I didn't force and I stepped into the flow of the universe, it was almost never what I expected it to be, but it was always so much better. So how do we know when we're forcing and not flowing? This is going to be different for all of us, of course, but as highly sensitive people, our intuition is keen. And we're in tune with what we need if we can only quiet our minds and especially quiet all the outside voices and influences around us. It's only when we start to do this that we can start to let go of forcing and begin to manifest our connection to what the universe is calling on us to do, our purpose in this life. And as HSPs, when we're forcing something, we feel it. We feel it in our minds and our bodies, and we feel it getting stuck, the energy getting stuck within us, causing all sorts of issues that can affect our emotional, our mental, and our physical health. So let's say maybe you're a banker and you have a master's degree in finance and you've spent the last 20 years in banking and you have a great material life because of it, but something just never maybe felt right with you. And when you spend some time listening and being in that quiet space, giving yourself the time to really step into the flow, maybe you realize you're being called to be a kindergarten teacher. And this realization of a kindergarten teacher, it just washes over you this feeling of calm and purpose. And now that you have this knowledge, you can begin to shift your energy in a new direction. So what's the most important thing that we need when it comes to not forcing things or not forcing people into our lives? It all comes down to trust. Trusting in the energy of the universe and trusting in ourselves. Trusting in ourselves enough to know what is best for us without the input and the wants of others. Trust means taking the time to get quiet, really, really quiet, and listen. And when we honestly listen for long enough, all the forcing voices, they really start to fade away, and our flow voice starts to rise to the surface. But it takes time. It takes time to cut through all the noise, and we have to give ourselves that time and that space to listen. And trust means acceptance, acceptance of what the universe is telling us, especially if it's something that might not fit into how we've planned our life so far. Letting go is never easy, especially when we've invested time, when we've invested effort and love into people or careers. But in my life, I have found that forcing is always more painful and harmful than embracing life from a place of non-resistance and allowing it to simply unfold in the way that it was meant to. So, what do you think? Are you forcing something now that maybe you'd like to let go of? Reach out and I'd love to hear from you. So thanks for spending this time with me. And if you enjoy the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, please take a minute and go over and give us a review or share it with friends. It means so much and it will be so appreciated. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the good stuff. And I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released Wednesdays, and please feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. And never forget, we were given this highly sensitive life because we're strong enough to live it.